This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Postal Service this week announced a $6.5 billion net loss for the fiscal year ending September 30th. Not a good sign for Postmaster Louis DeJoy's controversial push to make the Postal Service profitable. Controversial because it is a contentious question as to whether a government service should be run like a business. But that is the current plan, and Marketplace's Savannah Marr checked in on the effort.
2023 was supposed to be the year the USPS broke even, according to DeJoy's austerity plan. But James O'Rourke, a professor of management at Notre Dame, says this year's net loss was predictable.
The only surprise is that the figure was that small.
O'Rourke says the USPS is facing a tough business environment. Even after the 2022 Postal Service Reform Act slashed its retiree benefit costs.
It was designed to take care of a great deal. It didn't take care of everything.
Postmaster DeJoy blamed higher operating costs and a decline in first-class mail volumes for the agency's troubles. To boost revenue, the USPS needs to diversify, says Postal Service historian Christopher Shaw.
One opportunity it clearly has is to partner with government agencies to offer services at post offices.
Like hunting and fishing license sales, for example. But Shaw points out the USPS is a service that historically has almost never turned a profit. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.